If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
81 Kings Road by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I think it's your time first. You're up this time. Is that first?
Steve.
Tom Petty is one of his best songs. Jake, I don't... And it's, you're gonna get a super high score. It's one of his... It's not one of the songs that comes to mind first when you think of Petty, but it's a great one. It's really clean. I mean, Petty's really, you notice that it's really clean.
Simple.
Three chords, I think.
Yeah.
I've heard that. People talk about that. His lyrics are beautiful. And by the way, that whole Bob Seger discussion about 28 songs that you knew, I got to 16 real fast with Petty. I wonder how close you could get to 28 that you would know and borderline be able to sing.
I wouldn't be that high.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that high. But
we might do that Friday. We might do that Friday.
Tom Petty breakdown.
Well, we got to 28 on Seeger real easy, right?
We did.
In a snap, I got to 16. And there's a couple that
just saying.
I didn't count that there's a couple that I know that you wouldn't know, and I didn't count them. Like, so I basically got to 20.
That's the whole idea of the of how you do this.
Anyway.
There's some songs here that nobody knows, but I do. So.
Well, there's some borderline ones. With Seeger, they weren't really borderline. Yeah. Anyway, it's one of my favorite Petty songs. I go 9.6755.
Really high. Now I think you've overinflated a little bit.
Stop.
Because it's Petty, and you're such a Petty fan, which I'm okay.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's good. I've heard it. Haven't heard it a lot. 7229. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Solid score.
Yeah. Solid score.
I wondered what you would do. I mean, you're right. You don't hear.
You don't hear it very much. Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't turn it off though. Would never turn it off. I think Rudy's gonna somewhat like it. 6-7.
7-1, pretty close, Bill. Yeah, pretty close.
I'm getting
good job,
in.
Rudy.
Getting dialed into Rudy now.
Song of the day. It gets some ratings here before we get to the mailbag. Let's go to YouTube first. Troy, 8.2. Chris, 8.7. Genghis, 9.9.
Whoa.
Casey, solid, 8.43. Albert, 9. Robert, 9.2. Bolt, 9.44.
Wow, Bolt
Phil
likes
Ruhlman, 8.5 from Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Wait, Phil.
He's rating the song of the day.
Phil just chimed in.
I
like
it.
To the text line, Sandmaster and Casey, 8.4. Guilt Nerd, 3.1. Meh. On Kings Road.
It's okay.
Kings Road.
Okay.
Ryan in California, 7.1. Lyle in Omaha, 9. Jennifer 5, Hubby 4.9.
Oh.
Seems a little low for
little
the
low.
House. That's an 81 song.
Yeah, it's right in the wheelhouse.
Mike and Dalton 5.
Who Clemens?
Bert
6.
Big score for Bert.
I think he's gone 7-6 back-to-back days. It's a little bit weird for Bert. After the hangover on Monday, he didn't wake up to do a song of the
Bert wasn't here, so we asked about it, and he said he was too hungover.
He did. He confirmed
that
on text. He didn't say that.
He was too hungover. He couldn't. Imagine, not enough energy to text in. That's something. Not enough energy to text
too
in.
Too tired to
that's
text.
Hung over.
Yeah.
Corey and Lincoln, 6. So him and Bert are both a 6 today. Gavin and Pender, 7.7.
Okay, Gavin's solid.
Scooter and Roke has been about 1 or 2 recently. 9.1 from Scooter.
Ooh. Wow, this one hit.
Ooh.
This one hit.
That one hit. The
Fireworks Scooter.
The OG CJ, 4.5. Sandy in Beaver Crossing says one of the most underrated Petty songs, 8.1.
Yeah, we're in the same boat there.
Your song of the day was, once again, King's Road by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 1981. It's time for the mailbag. Let's fire it up.
Bag.
The three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh.
Don't get hacked. And call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. It's a one-stop shop. Why would you go elsewhere?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Jake, can I talk about something?
Please
with,
do.
With this incredible company. Jake, hit breaking news.
Oh, hang on.
A lot going on.
Wait, hang on.
You're in the cockpit.
It's okay. Yeah,
that was not prepared for that.
Well, I threw it at you.
Yeah.
That's kind of the fun thing about breaking news, though, Jake. You're not going to...
Go ahead, Bill. What's breaking news?
What do we got?
Well, this happens probably once every 6 years, but Will has informed me there is a position open in Norfolk.
Whoa.
This is something that, again, not
really
several positions, one. There's one position has come open in Norfolk that for Applied Connect. So they are taking applications for the one position in Norfolk. This is like, it's almost like you've been assigned to it. I mean, it's like you have to go through a process, but generally it's like, you know, they probably have, I don't know, 400 or 500 people stop in, you know, monthly. Can I get in on this? And they're like, I would love to, but house, you know, we're full up like that. Now this is the one time because of, you know, why they did, Jake, they're enlarging. Why are they enlarging?
Expanding.
Yeah. Every single county, 99.9% retention rate. So now in Norfolk, if you have the dream of living in Norfolk, if you're in Norfolk, if you have that, if that's been going through your mind, I could live in Norfolk.
It's a good city.
Yeah,
I like Norfolk.
Yeah,
people dream of living there. But anyway, that is big news.
Big news from that. So Will has let us know that
there's a job opening with Applied Connect in Norfolk.
In the Norfolk office, there's one available in the world. But here's your chance.
Do you have any idea, like, what for people that are wondering, what are they looking for exactly?
Well, the website could tell you.
Okay.
The website can tell you, and some obviously very tech savvy.
Tech savvy.
Tech savvy. That's what they do.
Experience required?
Yeah.
Probably
so.
There'll be some experience required. Looking for more of a go-getter, though. I want someone like that. That's who they are, and they're local. That's what they'd like to get someone right there. Maybe someone from Battle Creek's available.
I would wonder if Columbus. Columbus is right up that. It's 45 minutes away.
Right up the corridor. Yes.
Columbus is sort of like... Oh, I'd compare it to... Oh.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Like San Jose. Tech-wise, it's a kind of like a tech corridor.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
AppliedConnective.com. There we go. Okay.
All right, sorry.
Anthony.
Are you finished?
Anthony in the mailbag says this. Good morning, guys. Every July, I help with our church's week-long high school camp. We take the youth to a camp in North Central Arkansas that has a large dorm room that can sleep 48 people.
Oh, God.
After about a day of 48 hot and sweaty teenagers living in it, the dorm starts smelling like my high school locker room during football season. Is there a certain smell that instantly takes you back to better times? Anthony and Sebastian.
What a great question.
Great question. Smells.
What a great question.
Yes.
I think the smell, what's the smell of late fall? Isn't there a certain smell of late fall?
There's a certain smell to it. Yes, there's a certain smell.
What is that smell?
Like leaves burning or something? I don't know. In Columbus.
That's the smell, is the burning smell of leaves.
I don't think that's it. I just love when they get.
I love that smell.
I love
better
burn
times.
I love burn barrels back when we could burn trash. It was incredible. Just the whole house. Leaves burning.
The smell.
I don't think that's
the smell
it.
Of early fall was something. I don't know what it was exactly, but what? Come on. That's a great question. Please honor it with an answer, Bill. Like, what smell takes you back?
Well, if I would go, it's kind of like
here, a better time.
Well, it'd be more like a training room, like in a locker room, like that. You'd smell like the what? There's just a certain smell to some of the. I'm trying to think the best way to describe when they were taping ankles and things like that.
Okay.
I know what the smell of what it's like to be like. So it's like game prep, and you're getting ready to go, and you go into you're talking to your players, and they're getting taped or something like that. And I can remember those. There's a smell to what the white athletic tape smells like.
There's an odor.
There's a smell to that, and it's always be that this links me to sports.
Yeah, I know that smell.
Like that. And then for the most part, that's generally was more of a game day situation. Yeah. But I can remember that smell. So that takes me back. But when it comes like I talked to a guy yesterday. I stopped at the Pump and Pantry in New York. I was on a little bit of a road trip yesterday. I stop in there. I'm talking to the guy, and I go, "How many do you eat a day?" And right next to him is that they make fresh cinnamon rolls. I go, "How many do you eat?" He goes, "Oh man, it's not good, but I do the best I can." He goes, then right there they have a Quiznos inside the building, so he gets cinnamon roll smells and fresh bread smells from Quiznos.
Oh,
he goes, it's like a smell buffet. Yeah. He says, it's unbelievable.
Does that take you back to better times? What takes you back to better times?
Jake, what do you have?
I got the Sunrise Bakery donut smell from Beatrice.
Oh, that's
you
a good one.
You walk in that place. I mean, you can still go there right now, the same smell, but it's when you smell it, it takes you back to middle school when you had, you know, it's summertime.
Oh, that smell.
You go into basketball camp and you go to their donut after camp.
Dang it.
It's a pretty good smell at Sunrise Bakery in Beatrice, Nebraska.
I'm probably overthinking this.
It's crazy about the bakery is that they'll have all different, you know, they have the Long Johns, you have your donuts, whatever they like that. But the smell of an old school bakery
it's
a singular smell. It's a singular smell.
You don't smell different donuts.
No, you don't.
It's
like,
delightful.
Oh, is that a strawberry cream?
Nope.
No, it's just donuts.
God, what Thank takes you, me back to better times?
Yeah. Well, the burning of leaves.
You said leaves burning in the fall. That takes you back. That was your first smell.
just
I don't know. I wish I could answer that. It's a good question. We'll maybe Think double back that. To it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, John says, "Good morning, guys. I went on a mini vacation to Chicago. My friends wanted to go to the Willis Tower Sky Deck. It's a glass deck that is on the outside of the building on the 103rd floor. There's nothing between you and certain death except clear glass that you stand on. I did not stand on it. Have any of you been there, and would you go and stand on the glass deck 1,300 feet above a street anywhere?"
I'm hesitant.
I've not been there. I think I would do
you
one.
You have?
I've not been there. But I think I do one of these, kind of a quick little walk. Just a quick little pass through. I'll be right back off. That's not my – I'm kind of with you. Yeah, just be a quick little walk. Like, yep, you're just down. I wouldn't just – hey, let's just hang out here and have a cocktail. No, it'd be uncomfortable, be a weird feeling. Nope, not doing that.
I'm apt not to do it, maybe do what Bill does.
I've been there. I sat on it. It was terrifying. Yeah. I really
you sat
got
– down?
I sat down.
Indian style?
I had butterflies in my stomach.
Really?
You look back and down, like, I'm going to die. This is it. And I didn't die.
This is it.
This is it.
This is how I am. This is it.
Did you embrace it?
That is a terrifying moment. So, terrifying.
Okay, now the answer for the stool is one person did it, Jake. I've never seen that.
It'd be a quick little
walk. I don't
know
if I'll do it again.
If we had to go up there, I would go to not to be. I wouldn't be the one guy that stayed down. I'm just going to stay down here. I would go. But if someone said, I really don't want to go up there, I'd be like, yeah, me either. Yeah, I'm good.
I've done enough dangerous things.
A lot of people saying, thank you for bringing up Sunrise Bakery, the best bakery in the world. I'm telling you. Get down to Beatrice and Sunrise Bakery. It's still open, and it's still awesome.
And
I was there a few months ago.
That takes you back to better times.
Back to middle school.
Oh,
basketball camp.
Yes.
What takes me back to better times? I'm overthinking it. There's probably a lot of things. The smell of fall, whatever that is. What's the smell of fall?
I don't know. I know this. The other thing, too, is that you can, when you go into it, if I go recently, if you go to watch like a recruit or something, play basketball or be in a gym, like that. The smell of a Friday night in a gym, and generally it's popcorn. That's kind of the smell that hits you right away when you walk into.
That's a good one. That takes me back to better times.
Better times. You walk into a gym, what the smell was like. Yep.
I got in trouble at Columbus, pretty bad trouble, because I was
Columbus High.
I was kind of hooked up with a cheerleader who worked for. She worked the concession stands, and she would slip me money and popcorn.
She was cuffing money from her customers.
We got in trouble.
Yeah.
We got in a fair amount of trouble.
Fair amount.
I see that. Yeah. Last one. We know that Jake hates the Patriots. That's his least, but we know that Bill was a longtime Oilers fan. Sip was a Raiders fan. What was their least favorite teams growing up?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Steelers.
You despise the Chiefs and the Steelers.
Yeah, because
God, you despise the Chiefs. Yeah, because Steelers.
The Oilers. That was their nemesis.
Is that right?
That was their nemesis.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm not playing babe in the woods.
I have
not.
Great respect for the Steelers. Now I still do.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah, but that was it. Yeah, Three Rivers.
Oh, I hate for a long time. I hated the Chiefs. Like I don't like their uniforms. I hate that mustard color.
It still bothers you.
Yeah, the Chiefs bother me, frankly. I mean, they still bother me a little bit. Not as much as they used to. When I was a Raiders fan, like a dyed-in-the-wool, true Raiders fan, I hated the Chiefs with a passion. They made me sick. And I don't like their uniforms. They look small-time. They have small-time uniforms.
Mustard and red.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now they have a tight end who just quit the Super Bowl, which that's a great look, Kelsey. Yeah. We're just not going to show up today. It's the Super Bowl. Well, okay. Just don't want to show up for work today. Hey, Super Bowl's getting old. Maybe you should check out.
Okay. Things got really interesting.
Still upset.
We'll have to
We saw the
And we're
film.
In Chiefs country here, too.
Well, I mean, we're just speaking
Chiefs
truth.
Fans listening right
just
now.
Just go to the tape. I mean,
he's not wrong on that.
He took plays off in the Super Bowl. That's all I know about Kelsey. Oh, but he's a Hall of Famer. Well, the Hall of Famer took plays off, so that's.
I think he'll probably be at the game in KC.
Well, I can't wait to see
Nebraska,
him.
Cincinnati.
I'll run up and get his autograph.
Tell him how much you despise him.
Jeez.
You suck, Kelsey.
Tell me their uniforms don't look small-timey.
And I don't like their uniforms.
They look small-timey.
Not a huge fan of them, but I don't despise them.
Mustard?
It's bothering him. Yeah.
Then they wear like mustard-colored shoes.
Yeah.
Like they stepped in a vat of mustard.
A vat.
Don't use that word.
Where's the mustard?
That's all I got.
Do we have other?
We're out of time.
Thank you.
That's the mailbag. Thank you to
the bag
for chiming in. Thanks to Apply Connective for helping out. And again, Apply at Apply Connective.
Apply
Connective.com. When we come back, a trip down memory lane. Some of the best plays in college football since 2000.
You need to chime in on this.
On early break in the
week.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.